Impromptunes acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptunes, 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 impromptunes.
Do you hear the people improvising?
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Impromptunes podcast. Thank you for joining us today. I am in a wonderful room with wonderful people. We're ready to do some improvised musical right here. We've got a great crowd here tonight. Let's go around the room, starting from my left. We've got Tilly. How you going?
Hello, I'm very well. Very happy to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
On your left, we have Daniel Kim.
Hello.
On the keys, we've got Martine.
Woo!
And then Chelsea on tech. Hey, how's everyone going today? How's everyone's days been?
Well, it was nice to not be very, very hot.
It was good.
I don't know when this will be released, but we've just come off a 3-day, like 39-degree day
heat wave.
Yeah, this will probably be in like a couple of months. So at that point, it'll be the thick of winter.
We'll be dreaming of those days.
Yes, everyone listening to this in Melbourne is probably cursing our name for wishing the hot days away. But that's how it works. You know, I agree. It was like a lovely cool change today. And Danny, we had the Oscars yesterday while we're severely dating this podcast. There were the Oscars yesterday. Are either of you guys fans of the Oscars?
Huge fan.
I was a huge fan of John Cena, and that's about all I took away from that, really.
That was wild.
That was wild.
Did you watch the show, Tilly?
I used to watch it, like, religiously. I used to do a media blackout on the day. I used to do a whole party, and we would have betting on, like, and you'd have a big sweep to see who was going to take home, like, get the most awards correct. It was a whole thing. But, I didn't actually watch all of it this year, mainly because I'd hardly seen any of the films.
Same. I'm so used to things being available to stream. As soon as I see that they're not somewhere to stream, I'm just like, I will never see this movie.
Oh, do you not like going to the cinema?
I do like it, but I don't know. Just I'm a bit of a homebody and, you know, like trying to find the right cinema and the right time. Mm. And I'm always very like tetchy when it comes to like people talking during movies.
Oh, don't ever watch a movie with me.
All right, we're becoming less worse friends.
Me and my partner are like chitty chatting. Simply the worst.
Dan, I feel like you could go either way. I know you're quite a loud laugher, so I wonder if that comes into play.
He's a chatter. I've got a feeling.
I am a very good audience member in terms of I will be very quiet. Unless I am raucously cackling.
I believe that. Full extreme.
You will hear me from one side of the cinema to the other, baby.
But nary a word will leave your lips.
No.
Yes, I see.
Unless I am asking for a quick recap after I've just returned from the bathroom and like, what did I miss? I understand the etiquette of sitting in a large
room
of people.
Well done.
Yes. No, it's really fun though when you have those like shared cinema moments. Like I remember in the Barbie movie, for example, there was this one fourth wall break joke, which I won't say in case it spoils it for anyone who's watching. But I remember at that particular point, the entire cinema just erupted, and I was like, this feels nice, you know?
That's true.
Sharing these like moments of everyone laughing in the cinema together. So like, it's nice to get out of the house for that reason to watch a movie in that regard, I find.
You know, I'll agree with that, especially when it comes to like horror movies.
Jump scare in the audience.
Amazing, Martine.
I love it.
No notes.
I had a similar like big cinema experience, but with a really tragic film. I don't know if anyone has ever seen Dancer in the Dark.
I have not.
It's Lars von Trier's. It's Björk. She swore off acting afterwards because it was so traumatic. No. It is so tragic, this film. And I was watching it at Cinema Nova at the time, and there was a woman in the cinema passing around a box of tissues.
Oh my God.
Like everyone was like, and it wasn't like, you know, there's like pretty crying at the cinema where you're like, oh, just shedding away a tear of how moving. It was not that. Everyone was like, oh God.
Oh my God.
Like it was so heart-wrenching.
Bummer.
I would never watch it again, ever, unless I wanted to feel terrible afterwards.
Well, speaking
two
of things, speaking of things that'll never happen again, how about we improvise a musical, shall we?
Let's do it.
I'm going to pick up the Pot of Gold, I believe it's called.
Ooh.
And I'm going to rifle through it. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's... We're all relatively new members of the troupe here, so there's a lot of history with this Pot of Gold that I am hearing about. So let's just ignore that and be naive and new. Let's rifle through.
I'm actually surprised with how many titles there are in there. There's heaps. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. The title for today is from Josie Lane on Facebook, and it is called Mosquito Island.
I know Josie Lane. Oh. We went to stage school together as teenagers.
Ah, there we go.
Hi, Josie.
Just like Josie, you too can provide a title for one of our upcoming musicals through the Facebook page, Instagram. We've got a TikTok up and running now, so head over there. Or you can subscribe to our Patreon, where you get to see some extra behind-the-scenes moments from within the podcast. So while we're talking about podcasts, let's do the damn one, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Impromptunes for the first time and last time, and maybe only time, depending on how many times you listen to this, we present Mosquito Island, the musical. On the island, we are here. On the island, there are bugs so near. On the island, I hear them buzzing around. On the island, they make such a deafening sound.
On the island, they're all everywhere. On the island, oh my god, I just can't hear. On the island, why is my skin so itchy? On the island, and why is I feeling so frisky?
Buzz, 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 they go buzz. Buzz, 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 they go buzz.
Buzz, 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 they go buzz. Buzz, 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 they go buzz.
On the island, they're buzzing all around. On the island, I can't get out of this town. I'm so itchy, don't know what to do. On this island, I gotta get out, I do!
Buzz, 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 they go buzz. 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 These bugs, they might seem like a pandemic, but I think there's another issue that's really quite endemic. Let's find some research and see what's going on here, and maybe we can find something to distract us from here. Buzz, 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 they go buzz. Buzz, 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 they go buzz.
Buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, they go buzz. Buzz, 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 they go buzz.
Oh.
Ow!
Ow!
Oh, god damn it!
I think it bit me.
I think
did
it
you
bit
see
me.
That?
I think it bit me.
Buzz, buzz, buzz,
they go buzz. Oh yeah! Buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, they go buzz.
That was fun and cute.
Okay, so I said accidentally frisky in my heat of the moment rhyme, so we can go with it if we would like.
Remind me what you said about frisky?
Then bitchy or itchy?
I'm feeling itchy and I'm also feeling frisky.
Got it. Okay, so sexy scientist.
Sexy scientist.
Boy, I love it.
So, mosquito aphrodisiaco.
Henry, quickly, bring the sample over here, quickly. I can see one. It's about to land.
Eliza, okay, where? Tell me where.
Okay, right there on my left forearm.
Oh, God, be careful.
3, 2, 1. Missed it.
Damn.
God damn it, I didn't think this would be so difficult. This island is literally swarming in mosquitoes. Why can't we catch one?
I'm sorry, Eliza. I think we might be cursed or something. They are everywhere when we don't want them to be there, but then they're nowhere when we need them.
Oh, God. Being a scientist is hard. I thought we could just come here, find answers, you know? Publish, become huge, become famous, really explain to the world why mosquitoes prefer one blood type over another.
I know. We really wrote our dissertations together. We studied this through high school. Remember, in year 9, we had that bananas versus no bananas mosquito test.
Exactly.
It sparked it for us.
It's our life's mission. I feel like everything is riding on this for us.
Eliza, I know. I think we just might be overthinking it, you know? Maybe we need to wait for the mosquitoes to come to us and, like, try and play it cool, maybe. You know, maybe we're coming on too strong.
Are you suggesting that we should play hard to get with the mosquitoes?
Maybe. Like, what if we just kind of, like, looked away and looked kind of aloof? Maybe we told them we were more into flies this season, you know?
Henry, that is such a you thing to say. You know, every girlfriend you've ever had, you've done that, and how has it turned out for you?
I've been proposed to 17 times, but never by anyone that I want to keep researching, you know? I mean, like, romantically.
Yes, I know. So maybe, I hear you, but I don't know if that's the way.
Fair enough. You're so good with this kind of advice. You studied insects so well that, I don't know, I'm starting to think that it's taught you a thing or two about humans as well, you know, Eliza?
It really has, because even though insects don't have the same central nervous system, the same brain, sometimes their behavior can tell us a lot about humans.
Wow, that's so poignant.
Sorry, that's so what?
Poignant? It's what, poignant.
Poignant?
Yeah, it's poignant.
Poignant, yeah. Once more for the people at the back.
It's poignant. It's like, it has great meaning. I've only really seen it written on paper, you know?
You know, that's what I love about you, Henry. You're just never afraid to give things a go. You're like, I don't know how to say this. I guess it's this.
No, I know how to say it. It's poignant.
Yeah. It's not, though. It's not. It's poignant.
Oh, that is poignant of you to say.
Henry, sometimes I don't know if you're just trying to make me laugh or you actually really think that's how you say that word.
No, I'm trying to make you laugh. Has it worked?
It's working.
It's working.
It's working.
And you know what?
What?
While we've been talking, don't look now, but there's a swarm of mosquitoes.
Oh my God.
Just over your right shoulder.
Oh my God. Okay. Stay very, very still.
I'm going to get in with the beaker.
3, 2, 1.
Not a single mosquito.
Gosh.
I don't know. Jinx.
Jinx, personal jinx. Can't speak till someone says your name. Sorry, that's a silly primary school thing we used to do. What? What? Oh, now you're not talking till I say your name. Henry.
Thanks a lot. Man, the time you did that to me in year 9 and I didn't talk for 18 months.
It was a blissful 18 months, I'm not going to lie. Miss Jenkins was really happy.
She would be. She always hated me.
She did. She always hated it because you never stopped talking in her class.
Well, maybe I had some really good things to say, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe you should listen as well as speaking sometimes.
I don't know about that.
Isn't that what the scientific method is all about?
The scientific method? You're trying to tell me the scientific method is whatever you try to sell me.
The scientific method is exactly what I say. The scientific method just believe me every day.
I'm trying to get evidence to write a dissertation. We need this evidence to get a celebration.
We need this evidence to write the dissertation. We need this evidence to get the celebration.
We've been working all our lives for this job. We've been working and we've really learned a lot.
We've been working together, just you and me. We've been working when no one would believe you except you and me. Sorry, just got carried away for a second.
That wasn't very
scientific of me.
That wasn't very scientific of you. What are you doing, Eliza?
I don't know.
We've got a job to do.
Yeah, sorry. Focus, eyes on the prize. We can do this.
We can do this.
Together.
Together, like we always do.
Exactly.
We need this evidence to write this dissertation. We need this evidence to get the celebration. We need this evidence to write this dissertation. We need this evidence to get a celebration.
I know that if we do it, we'll be the talk of the town. Nothing will get us down. I know that our careers will take us far. Then it'll be you and me on the stage at the Nobel Prize Theater.
We need this evidence to write a dissertation.
Yeah, we do.
We need this evidence to get a celebration. We need this evidence to write the dissertation.
Oh yeah.
We need this evidence to get the celebration.
Oh, Henry, good to see you.
Oh, Professor Skeven, nice to see you as well. Thanks for coming out all the way to Mosquito Island, as they call it.
Yes, quite a terrible place, but very aptly named.
Yes, I named that myself, actually. Took me months, really.
Oh, your creativity knows no bounds.
Thank you,
well,
sir.
Well, I've just come here, Henry, for a bit of an update on your dissertation. You see, we only really have a week until we need to get those published in time for the big celebratory festival at the Nobel Peace Prize Theatre.
Professor Skeven, I know, I understand, and I appreciate you coming in person this time. Since your phone calls mysteriously didn't get connected to me on the island. But I don't know, I just wish I could have some better news for you. Like, me and Eliza are really trying our best and we're trying to catch these mosquitoes and study them, but I don't know, whenever we try and catch them, they just keep flying away and we can't get any data and it's just becoming too hard, you know?
Well, what kind of catching techniques have you been using so far?
First, we tried getting one of those plastic bags and just kind of skimming them through clouds like some sort of butterfly net.
Oh, yes, the tried and trusted Zelda method.
Yeah, that one. And then we tried a literal butterfly net because we were like, why are we trying to emulate a butterfly net with a plastic bag? We can use a butterfly net. And that didn't work either.
Of course, tried and tested Animal Crossing method.
Exactly, yeah. We caught a lot of butterflies, but not a lot of mosquitoes.
Yes.
And then... now we're just kind of trying to throw a beaker around in the air and they keep landing on Eliza and then, I don't know, I just...
Well, that doesn't sound like a method.
But it's the tried and true catch the mosquitoes that land near Eliza method.
Huh, I've never heard of that one. Regardless, Henry, if you want your celebration, then there is not much time. I do not excuses, nor rhythm, and nor rhyme. You want to be famous, have your name up in the stars. Well, get your ass in gear, boy, and get it going fast. You want to be the big name in the land. You want to be the big name in the land. You want to be the big name in the land. Well, hurry up, my boy, this time is going away.
Yes, Professor, you know that I want that. I have the papers and the accolades and all that, but I need that Nobel Prize, you know it too. You knew I need that to impress you.
You want to be the big name in the land.
I want to be it.
You want to be the big name in the land. You want to be the big name in the land. Well, hurry, my boy, 'cause time is going away.
Professor, I just don't know what to do. I've tried everything I can to work with Eliza and find our data, and we always go out every morning whenever she gets up and we have breakfast together, and that's really nice, and I wouldn't want to trade that for anything, but by the time we get out there, you know, the mosquitoes are kind of dissipating, and it's, I don't know, like, what would you recommend?
Henry, my boy, it feels as though you're not putting in enough effort. You see, you have a history of being quite aloof. But to be the best, that is simply just a spoof. A great scientist doesn't take no for an answer. You want to impress Eliza? Then go and get her. You get those mosquitoes, get bugs inside your net. And then that, my boy, will make you be the best. You want to get the data that you so need. Well, why don't you listen to my creed? It goes, you want to be the best big name in the land.
I want to be the best name in the land.
I want to be.
You want to be the big name in the land. Well, hurry up, my boy, 'cause time is going away.
You're right, I want to do that. I need to leave Eliza behind and catch mosquitoes in my net to impress her. Then I will be the greatest in the land. I will be the big name in the land. I will be
the big name in the land.
So hurry up, my boy, 'cause time is going away.
Thanks, Professor. I think I know what to do.
Of course you do, my boy. Now, get on that dissertation, and quick! 7 days is not a lot of time. You want to be the big name in the land.
You want to be the big name in the land.
You want to be the big name in the land. So hurry up, my boy, this time is going away.
Henry, I've caught one. I've caught one.
You caught a mosquito?
I've caught a mosquito. Here, look, I've got one.
How did you do that?
And it's a big one as well.
Oh, mate, it's huge.
I was taking your advice. I thought I've just got to stop trying so hard. I know I was always like such a swat at school. You know, straight A student, always wanted to do the right thing. And I thought, what would Henry do? I thought, okay, just play it cool. Maybe look away. Maybe just relax a little. And I got one. It landed on my arm and there, look, I've got it here.
That is incredible. Your supervising professor must be so proud of you, must be so impressed.
Oh, I haven't told him yet, I haven't had time. I came over here to tell you first.
Thanks, so you're telling me Professor Rupert isn't, you know, breathing down your neck every minute, asking for data?
No.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway, let's have a look at that mosquito. That's a great find. You must be getting some, like, solid data.
Well, it's for us. It's our data.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
it's
no, totally.
It's our project, you know, like this is for us. We're going to publish this together, right? That's what we always said.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like, it means so much to both of us and you know, we've always been in it together, so... Yeah, no, that, definitely. Yeah, let's get some data.
Let's do this.
Okay. Wing speed?
5.3 fathoms.
5.3 fathoms. Snout length?
2.8 microns.
2.8 microns. That's such a long snout.
It is. They breed them big here in the tropics.
And what blood types have you found inside its collection sack?
This is the most fascinating thing of all.
Yeah?
There's only one blood type in its collection sack.
Don't tell me.
Yes.
Yes.
B negative!
Oh my golly goodness!
Yes!
That proves everything we've been trying to prove!
Exactly! Everything we always suspected!
Ah, it wasn't. Negative. It wasn't the bananas, it wasn't
no.
O negative, it wasn't B positive.
It was B negative.
The whole time.
Explains everything, why they always go for me and not you.
That's true. You're always being negative with all your blood.
Henry.
You know I like that joke.
Henry.
Come on, now's the time for celebration.
We can't always be positive like you.
That's such good news.
Yeah.
Hey, to celebrate, why don't you go over and, you know, grab us those party hats over on the Bunsen burner, just next to the Bunsen burner.
I'll do better than that. I'm going to get the party hats. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get some mojitos. I'm going to get that huge platter of prawns that we've seen those other people, you know, the honeymooners have been ordering. And we thought, that looks so good. I know we're being frugal. I know we're here to study and research, but this is our big break. Let's make the most of it.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good idea, Eliza. You go do that.
Okay, I'll be back soon.
And make mine extra cold, please.
Of course. I know how you like it.
2.8 microns, B negative, and the perfect specimen of a mosquito. What if I'll just change these numbers here, that's fine. No, it's fine. Henry, this is the right thing to do, right? We'll be able to get the data for her and Professor Skevens will believe me and he'll get me up on that stage and I'll be able to bring Eliza up and then together we can get the praise because Eliza doesn't have the urgency. She's getting mojitos right now. She doesn't know that there's 7 days on the clock. Seven days, that is all that remains to get the data, to get the data. And 7 days, we need to get these numbers straight. I will get the data on my own, but I'll do it for Eliza. Yeah, I'll do it for Eliza. She will keep her celebration on while I work my fingers to the bone. I will work day and night to get these numbers right, to get us on the stage of the Nobel Prize. I will get these numbers right. I'll work day and night to get us on the stage of the Nobel Prize. There are plenty of mosquitoes in the air. There are plenty of mosquitoes out there. And maybe this mosquito that I'm seeing is the perfect one for now. But maybe I know best, yeah, I know how to get my numbers right. Get my numbers right, be the stage of the Nobel Prize. I will get these numbers right, working day and night, to get us both on the stage of the Nobel Prize. And she may hate me, Yes, she may blame me for stealing her hard work, but I'm doing it for us. If I keep her at arm's length, I'll use my strength to work, do it, and work, and work, and work, and do it, and get these numbers right, and work myself day and night to get on the stage at the Nobel Prize. Get these numbers right, and work both day and night to get us both on the stage of the Nobel Prize. I'm sorry, Eliza. I'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
What? Henry, wait. Oh my God. I was off getting his drinks and he was just here working. Look at all these figures. I can't believe it. He's always looking out for us. He's always, always working so hard. I'm so lucky.
Is that what you think? Yes, it is me, Professor Rupert.
Oh, Professor Rupert! What are you doing here?
Oh, I have eyes all over this facility.
Oh, that's a bit creepy.
Yes, but you don't think it's creepy I look over your shoulder every day, looking at what you do?
Yeah, that's also definitely creepy.
Ah, I apologize. But I just thought you should know, Eliza, that your little friend, Henry, is it?
He's not my friend, he's my work partner, he's my best friend. We've been researching this project for ages.
Well, you might soon call him your enemy.
What? Why?
It seems he's run off, and he's about to head off this island with all of your precious data.
What? No, he wouldn't. Why, he wouldn't do that to me.
Trust me, I'm French. And I know evil when I see it.
What are you, Professor Rupert, what are you talking about? You can't just come in here saying you've been spying on us the whole time with cameras looking over our shoulders and saying that Henry's running off with the research.
I just did. Now, enjoy your life of mediocrity on Mosquito Island, Eliza.
What?
Because you're not going anywhere.
What? Mm. What? What is that? Is that the last ferry departing the island? Oh my God! I've got to get to the dock! I've got to get to the dock! What? Ferry closed for 2 months? What? How am I meant to get off? Henry! Henry! Henry!
Eliza, forgive me! Ah, Perth Fringe. We sold out opening weekend, won a weekly Best Comedy Award. I want to go back. Oh, wait, you mentioned a second season.
Uh-huh, our debut season in Brisbane!
Oh, yes, so, listeners, I'm not from Brisbane. I don't even know anyone who lives there. But if you live there, or if you know someone who does, or you've ever been to Brisbane, spread the word and get people along to Brisbane Comedy Festival, which is in May, 2 shows only.
Mm-hmm, so we better get to work.
What a natural exchange of dialogue this has been.
Indubitably. Yes.
And the Nobel Prize Award for Entomological Enterprise goes to Henry!
Oh my god. Oh my god, Professor, we did it!
Oh yes, we did, boy! Yes, we did. Great job on that dissertation, by the way. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Professor. This is... Oh my God, I have to do a speech, don't I? Oh, shit. Okay, dearest colleagues, esteemed guests, very fancy faces in the crowd. This truly is the highest point in my life. I never wanted anything more than to impress you and to win this Nobel Prize for my great mosquito work, discovering that B negative is the only blood type that they care about. And you know, when we were doing this research, me and Alight, when it was just me doing this research, I'm sorry. I have to go.
Henry, where are you going, my boy?
They didn't have those in London 2 months ago. But how could a mosquito get here? Oh God. This isn't a manifestation of my guilt, is it? This mosquito buzzing around me. No, Henry, it's all in your head. They don't like your blood type. No. No, I mentioned Eliza in my speech. I'm sure I did. I did it for her. I did it for us. I did it for everything we've ever wanted. Everything we've ever dreamed of. Oh, God. Ow. Ow. Get away. Oh. Eliza. Is that really you?
You probably don't recognize me anymore, Henry. You're so bitten by mosquitoes as I've been for the last 2 months.
Oh, God.
My face swollen beyond recognition. My whole body one giant hive.
Oh, my God.
It's taken me months to get off that island. I had to fashion a canoe out of a palm tree. And first I had to learn to whittle because I didn't know how. But I had time, Henry. I had time on that island. I had nothing but time to whittle, to plan my revenge, and to bring a horde of mosquitoes with me to London.
I won us the Nobel Prize. It's exactly what we wanted.
Us. Henry, us. You won us the Nobel Prize. You mean you, Henry, you. Henry, you won the Nobel Prize. It was meant to be our dream. Something for you and me. But you fled with the research. You fled with the research. And you left me alone. You, Henry, you, Henry, you did it all for you. You, Henry, you, Henry, you did it just for you.
For me. Yes, I took it home, but I did it for us, you see. 'Cause I knew how much you wanted to celebrate, celebrate on the island. So I took my pen and wrote our research till I bled from my right hand. It was for you, Eliza,
Henry,
you, Eliza,
Henry, you did it all for me.
I did it all for you, Eliza,
Henry,
you, Eliza,
Henry, you did it just for you.
No, it is.
Don't tell me it was for us, Henry. That is a lie. You did it for you. You did it for you.
Henry, you did it just for you.
Just for you.
It isn't true, it isn't true, it isn't true.
You, Henry, you.
It isn't true, it isn't true.
You did it all for you.
It isn't true, it was for you. I guess, from your perspective, it does kind of seem that way. You made a really good point.
From my perspective? From my perspective?
I know, I'm sorry, I was just trying to do it for us. I didn't want to burden you with the knowledge of having to work to my professor, Professor Skeven's deadlines. I just didn't want to ruin things between us. The vibe was so chill and I didn't want to trouble you to do all the work, so I just...
So you ran away?
I ran away. I played aloof like I always do. I tried to play it cool and I just didn't.
And how did it work out for you? Pretty well this time, I suppose. You won the Nobel Prize.
No, it didn't feel good. I was up there and I could see all these cold, old faces and I just wanted to see your face.
Do you want to see my face now?
I do.
Now that it's covered in mosquito bites, Henry?
I do. I see through the mosquito bites. I recognized you as soon as you walked in, mosquito bites or no mosquito bites. Eliza, we go back so far and... I wish there's a way you could forgive me for leaving you to rot with those mosquitoes. It sounds pretty bad when you say it like that, so I probably won't say it like that again, but... If I... let you keep the Nobel Prize at your lab, maybe you'll let me come and visit it sometime.
It's not good enough.
No.
The whole scientific world thinks that you did that,
I'll set
Henry,
the record
and it was
straight.
Us. You have to set the record straight. But not for me, for us, because we did it together. Not just me and not just you. That's the point. Together, we're a team.
We're a team? We can be a team again?
It's up to you.
I think... If you trust me, can you trust me again, Eliza? Eliza, I know right now you don't really trust me, but will you be my friend again, Eliza? I know I did you so wrong by running away with our daughter. But would you do me the honor of once again becoming my lab partner? Can we work together again? Can we once again be friends? Can we work together again if you trust me? Do you trust me?
I do. I want to trust you. I want to trust you. It's just so hard to forget. Can we be partners? Can we be partners? I don't know if we can. I'll try to forgive you. I'll try to forgive you. That's all that I can promise.
I think I can accept that.
except that I need to set the record straight with the Nobel Prize. Hey, everybody, I've got something to say. Yeah, I made a mistake and betrayed my lab partner, Eliza. It was her idea, and I left her there, eating vegan alive by mosquitoes.
How shocking!
This research is ours together. This research is ours together.
Together.
Me and Eliza.
This research is ours
together.
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 This research is ours
together.
Together.
Together. This research is ours together.
This research is ours
together. This research is ours.
This
together.
Research is ours
together.
Hey, I think. What happens if we take one of those Mosquito Island mosquitoes? I don't know, if you're open to maybe going back there. I think there's still more research to do. And I wouldn't dream of doing it without my best lab partner.
Well, I do need to return all these mosquitoes that I genetically modified back to the island anyway before I start a huge plague in London.
You figured out how to genetically modify mosquitoes?
I was really angry.
I mean, fair enough. Can you show me the work?
Yeah, I can. Put it there, partner.
Partner.
This research is ours together. On the Mosquito Island.
This research is ours together.
Together.
This research is ours together.
On Mosquito Island.
Mosquito Island. This research is ours together.
To Mosquito Island.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. I don't know if any of us saw it going that way. But that is the joy of improvised musical comedy.
Isn't it? That was such a gag when you betrayed me like that.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry, not sorry.
God.
He was trying to help you out. You were getting
what he was telling
mosquito
himself.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquito mosquitoes. I liked that it was a redemption story. I liked that.
Yeah, I feel like it could have gone either way for a minute there.
It could have.
But, you know, we love a redemption, and, you know, maybe there's a sequel where they further their research into genetically modified mosquitoes on Mosquito Island.
Mosquitoes that spread cures to viruses rather
Ooh,
than just viruses.
Hello.
Twist.
Hello.
Well, keep tuning in to the Impromptunes Musical Improvised Podcast, as we call it colloquially, and make sure you follow us on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Patreon, to hear behind the scenes extra moments of chaos from in and amongst this this musical. And just really make sure you do your research about what socials you're going to follow us on, and remember you can use your friends, you can work with your friends to research the social media. And have I segued well enough here?
I think it was a great segue.
So smooth.
So smooth.
And yeah, we'll hear you next time, because
us.
This research is ours together.